Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Wednesday morning and your final hour with me for a few days. And I'll be back on Tuesday morning, but you'll have Brian Thomas and Paul Santos filling in the meantime. So enjoy the conversation with them. And don't be hard on them like some of you are on me. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Congratulations to Debbie. She was the winner of the pair of tickets to see Living on a Bad Name this Saturday night at the UMass Dartmouth Amphitheater. But you can still get tickets if you want to go to the show. They're $10 a piece. You can get them from the Dartmouth Police Relief Association. So just stop by the Dartmouth Police Station. They can give you more information on that. And of course, you can get more information on the Living on a Bad Name Facebook page as well. So it should be one heck of a show. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. I was trying to be caller number four.
Oh, we got caller four quite a while ago.
But I was going to call in anyways because, of course, I wanted to say I have a great time.
Thank you.
Yeah, how fun. One day I'm going to get down there and do something like that, too. I'm interested in all that kind of stuff.
I would recommend anybody that goes down, plan to spend like a week because there's a lot of stuff to see. And I couldn't get to everything last year, and I'm not even going to get to everything this year. So I think over the course of hopefully going back over a couple of years, I can see everything that I want to see.
Oh, wow. Is there that much, huh?
Well, so the actual battlefield area is huge, and there's all these different points of interest within it. So, you know, you go out to Devil's Den. We went out to Devil's Den. We spent 3 hours at Devil's Den, and then you're driving quite a bit to get to the Bloody Wheat Fields, and then, you know, we never even made it up to, like, Little Round Top and some of these other areas. So it's just a big, big place. And then, you know, we spent an entire day in the museum. Just seeing everything in the museum took a while. So it's really, and we didn't go into some of the smaller museum places like the Jenny Wade House and things like that. So there's just so much going on. And it's a great town where, you know, everybody knows the history and you can just ask anybody a question.
No kidding. If they're that well versed in their own history, huh?
Yeah, a lot of them are, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So what, if you spent the week, do they have like one of those like suites that you could rent? Like, I mean, because the hotels must be like what, $300, $250 a night?
No, I got a hotel room. So I go down for this convention, and the convention organizers like take care of all that stuff for me. But because we're going down a little bit early, I paid for the room for Thursday night, and because we're staying somewhere else tonight, and the room that I got was like $120. And there were places that I could have stayed at for $70, but Stephanie and Scott don't like to stay at those places, so They were like, no, we're not going there. And I was like, oh, come on. I'd rather have, you know, 50 more bucks in my pocket. But, yeah, no, they're a little picky about where they stay.
No, this day and age, you got to be, right? You just have to be. Wow, I didn't know there was that much there. Wow, I'm glad you told me all that.
Yeah, there's also great restaurants and pubs and all different kinds of places to check out, too, while you're there.
So are you going to be posting? Now, you know I'm not on Facebook, but I think my friend told me that there's a way to get on Facebook without being on Facebook if you want to just look at, you know, like pictures and things.
Yeah, you should be able to see my stuff on Facebook, even if, because I post everything publicly. So even if you're not signed up for Facebook, you should be able to see the page. I put it all on Instagram, too, so you can see that as well.
Huh. Yeah, I'm not even on Instagram. I don't know. I just kind of got away from all that stuff. But, all right, well, that's about it. And you answered my other question. How much were the tickets and where can I get them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 10 bucks. So it's super affordable. The idea is that it's, you know, it's a family show, so they want to make sure that everybody can bring the whole family and keep it affordable.
Yeah. Oh, I told Ken a while back I wanted to go, so I've been waiting on this one.
You haven't seen his band before?
No, I never. No.
Oh, you'll love them. They're really good. His guitar player is phenomenal, Ethan.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm very, very excited about seeing him. And there was something else. Now I just drew a blank. Oh, the steampunk. Now, when I work for Halloween Spirit, so I know the steampunk outfits. I love them. Absolutely love them. But at the Edenville Willow, so what is it? It's a band called Steampunk?
It's a steampunk event. So what they're doing is there's a steampunk organization of people who dress up and do all that stuff who are coming and helping to put it on. So if you are just a fan of steampunk and you want to go and experience those people, you can. If you are a steampunk person yourself and you want to dress up and show up in it, you can do that too. But that's what it's all about. It's kind of just celebrating that culture this weekend at Edenville.
Okay. Yeah, no, I do. I do love that look. I love their clothes. All right, Tim, I won't take any more of your time. You have a wonderful time, and I am going to try to, I am going to look at your poster on Facebook.
Well, thank you very much. We'll talk next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Yeah, steampunk is something that has really gained popularity in the last, I don't know, decade or so. I think I might have first really kind of heard about it when that Will Smith Wild Wild West movie came out. I think there was a reference to it being, you know, a steampunk Western. And I was like, what is steampunk? And this is the early days of the internet. So you're going online, you're looking up information, and when you do that, you know, in those days, you'd be going to like Angel Fire sites. What was the other one? GeoCities. But, you know, 1999, the internet was still in its relative infancy, but you could get the information that you were looking for. And so I found these websites that explained what steampunk was, and I was like, oh, I didn't know that that was a thing. But very cool. It's like basically taking the Victorian era, the Industrial Revolution, a bit of science fiction, kind of merging it all into one. So if you've got an old pair of goggles kicking around, like some old aviator goggles or something, if you've got a top hat somewhere, you're already on your way to having a steampunk look that you could wear with you to Edenville. And it's just one of the many great events that they have at Edenville as part of their summer Christmas carnival nights. So you get to go and experience Edenville, the park. The rides are open for a lot of these events. You get to ride the steam train. And they have all these different themes. It's a great way to be able to get into Edenville when it's not as hectic as it is during the holiday season. And what I love about it is they're opening the park up to all kinds of ideas. all different kinds of genres and subcultures, and they're finding ways to connect it all with Edaville and its history. And the events are fun. They're family friendly. And for a lot of folks, they're more affordable because, like I said, tickets start at just $12.95. That gets you into the park to experience what everything is going on. And you can either purchase ahead of time the add-ons of riding the train or riding the amusement rides, or when you get into the park and you say, you know what, I thought I was just going to come in here and walk around, but now I think I do want to take a train ride. You can add all that on when you're at the park as well. They make it super easy. They even have some special events that are just train rides only where the park isn't open. They just did the cake and ice cream train. There's a full calendar of events at Edaville.com. And don't forget, too, the end of next month, Thomas the Tank Engine is returning to Edaville for the first time in years. So if there's a Thomas fan in your life, you're going to want to bring them out to see that. So all the details are at Edaville.com, and you can follow it as well on the Edaville Family Theme Park Facebook page. There's a couple of Edaville pages floating around out there. Some of them are like from fans, and some of them are from some of the past incarnations of the park. But the Edaville Family Theme Park page is where to go, and you can follow everything right there. And who knows, you might see me at one of these events. Unfortunately, not this weekend because I'll be away. But I might even show up for Thomas the Tank Engine. I rode Thomas many times. When we used to do our paranormal events down there, they always had Thomas on the track pulling us around. And I tried talking to him, but he didn't talk back. So check out Edaville.com and follow Edaville Family Theme Park on Facebook. My number here, 508-996-0500. If you would like to get involved in the conversation, we were talking earlier about the whale that breached the ocean, was breach feeding and landed on a boat. Two people knocked into the water, but thankfully were rescued moments later. But it's an incredible piece of video footage. If you haven't seen it yet, you can see it at WCVB.com, the website for Channel 5. I also put a little post up yesterday on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app as a tutorial, because as obviously Kamala Harris is going to be the Democratic nominee now for president, we're going to be hearing about her for the next few months at least. And we're going to hear people butchering her name. And I see your comments, I see your app chat messages, such as one that came in yesterday from Argy Bargy in Acushnet, who says, "Who gives a rat's you know what how her name is pronounced? They made a big stink about this when she became vice president, and that died down. Why are we stirring up this BS again? No matter how you pronounce her name, the results will be the same garbage." Well, the reason why it matters is because if you're such an ignorant person that you won't learn the proper way to pronounce somebody's name, I don't want to hear the rest of what you have to say about her. Because I already think you're coming from a place of hatred and dislike because you won't even bother to learn the right way to pronounce somebody's name. If you walk up to somebody and you're like, "Hey, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a name that has different pronunciations. Megan." You know, some people are Megan, some people are Megan. If you say, "Hello, I'm Tim. Nice to meet you." And she's like, "I'm Megan." And then you say, "Well, Megan." No, it's Megan. Now, you might not like the way that she pronounces her name. You might think it's silly to pronounce it that name. But the bottom line is that's how she pronounces her name. And if you call her something different, you're being disrespectful. And if somebody called up and started calling, you know, Donald Trump by some different name, people would call up and get angry about that. And certainly here in New Bedford area, the South Coast, we are cognizant of the fact that there are different pronunciations of people's names. We might have a different pronunciation in New Bedford of a name that they have in Fall River. Moniz versus Manez, for example. Or if people are from a Hispanic culture versus, say, a Cape Verdean or Portuguese culture, there's different pronunciations in the name. Here, L-O-P-E-S is Lopes. Somewhere else, they say that Lopez. We say Andrade. In other places, they say Andrade. So if you met somebody whose name was, I'll just use Counselor Joe Lopes as an example. Are you going to call in here and be like, well, you know, Joe Lopez? No, you're going to give his name the correct pronunciation. And if you refuse to do that, then you're just being a terrible person for that. And I get it. It's not an easy name to pronounce, and you might get it wrong the first time, and that's cool. That's fine. But when we've told you the correct way, when she's told you the correct way, when you hear newscasters pronouncing it the correct way, and then you still don't pronounce it correctly, well, now I'm thinking you're just doing it on purpose. And when you do it on purpose, then I've got to think, well, what's the reason why you would do it on purpose? So we put this little article up to kind of give you a tutorial of how not to say it and how to say it. And years ago when she ran for Senate in California, she put out a cute little campaign video with some adorable kids that explain it. So I'm going to let those kids explain it to you right now.
It's not Kamala. It's not Kamala. It's not Kamala.
It's Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala's for our schools.
Kamala's for affordable child care.
That's Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris for Senate.
I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
So there, you even heard her say it herself. Kamala. Like a comma that you use in writing, and then la. Kamala. And someone actually sent me a message and said, you know, I've heard her say it both ways. No, you haven't. Kamala Harris is not Paul Heroux or Hero or Heru or... She has one pronunciation for her name. And she does not pronounce her name a different way in different circumstances. When we asked Paul or somebody in the media asked Paul Heroux how you pronounce your name correctly, his answer was, you know, different people pronounce it different ways. No, that doesn't work when it's your name. My name is Tim Weisberg, not Tim Weisberg. People will call me Weisberg, and for the most part, I don't correct them. But if I send out, say, you know, some imaging to have our voice guy record, and he's recording some things for the show, he's like, the Tim Weisberg show. I send it back and say, it's Weisberg. There's only one S, not two. Two S's would be Weisberg, one S is Weisberg. So I don't get the letting people pronounce your name different ways, but that's how Sharfaro wants to handle it. But Kamala Harris has been very direct about there's one way to pronounce it, and you're being disrespectful if you don't pronounce it that way on purpose. Again, some people are going to make the mistake at first. Some people are trying to pronounce it the way that it looks like it's spelled. Some people might be WWE, WWF fans who remember the wrestler, Kamala, and so they're thinking it's the same word. But it's actually a Hindi word that means lotus flower in Sanskrit and is the name of one of the Hindu goddesses. 508-996-0500. I'll take a quick call here before I get to take a break. Good morning. You're next on
WBSM. Hey, Tim, how's it going there, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey. Back to steampunk. Wasn't that the look the girl in Four Non Blondes had, the lead singer? Was that steampunk?
Yeah, that was kind of the same idea with the big hat and the goggles. Yep, that was kind
of... And Tom Petty did that in one of his videos, too, I think, when he was in like some kind of a a modern kind. It opened up and he had that outfit on.
Yeah, that. Which one was that? Was that?
God, I can't remember now. I just remember the door opened up, almost, you know, the side door opened up like a DeLorean or something like that. And he came out of it with a tall hat and all that. And he had the long coat. But when you mentioned steampunk, I said, I think I know what he's talking about. But it wasn't positive.
Yeah, that's kind of the general idea of it. I mean, some people get really into it. They have, like, the big duster jackets. And steampunk is also a lot about, like, some of the inventions that people have of that time. So they might have, trying to think of what they would carry around. There's, like, steampunk superheroes that have, like, these Victorian industrial age era weapons.
Right. I just barely remember that. I'm going to have to look it up on there. But, hey, thanks for bringing it up again. Something to do today.
Absolutely. All right. You have a good day.
All right, buddy. Have a great trip.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And let's take a quick break here. We'll be right back in just a few moments. Good. And welcome back in. We do have a call on hold. Caller, if you want to hang on till after the news, I'll take you as soon as we come back from the news. If you want to call back instead, I understand that. But we do have to go into the newsroom right now and get all of the latest stories from Phil Devitt.
Biden prepares for his first address since dropping out, while Kamala Harris vets potential running mates. And you really don't want to mess with these sharks.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. This will be his first speech since he dropped out of the 2024 presidential race on Sunday. He goes on at 8 p.m. Kamala Harris's presidential campaign is vetting potential running mates. The campaign has requested vetting materials from several potential running mates to join the vice president on the Democratic ticket. That includes Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. Beyonce is giving Harris permission to use her song Freedom for her presidential campaign. The superstar gave Harris the rights just before the VP spoke at Democratic campaign headquarters on Monday. Harris entered to the song, blasting through speakers. The song from Beyonce's 2016 Grammy-winning album Lemonade references the history of slavery. Dozens of Democratic lawmakers will not attend Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress today. It's a protest against Israel's war in Gaza and the massive number of civilian casualties there. Harris is facing Republican criticism for being absent. She'll be at an event scheduled before she announced her candidacy, and she's set to meet with Netanyahu separately. Secret Service Deputy Director Ronald Rowe will temporarily serve as the agency's leader. Brian Shook has more.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made the announcement Tuesday after Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned. She faced widespread criticism over her performance following the attempted assassination against former President Trump. President Biden is tasked with picking the next Secret Service lead and says he plans to make his pick soon. Mayorkas said Roe is a 24-year veteran of the Secret Service. I'm Brian Shook.
The feds are investigating Delta Airlines after days of canceled flights following a global computer outage on Friday. The Department of Transportation's Office of Aviation Consumer Protection is looking into the issues at the airline after thousands of cancellations left travelers scrambling. And sharks off the Brazilian coast are testing positive for cocaine. Biologists tested 13 Brazilian sharp-nosed sharks in the waters near Rio de Janeiro and found concentrations 100 times higher than previously found. It's not exactly clear how the sharks are coming in contact with cocaine, but theories include that it could be from labs where it's manufactured or the excrement of cocaine users. The findings were published this week in Science of the Total Environment.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Rockies 6-0 in Denver, and they go for the series win this afternoon.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday. Chance for showers this morning. Temperature around 70 with plenty of humidity. Slight chance for a thunderstorm or two late morning into the afternoon. Temperatures topping out in the mid-70s this afternoon with showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy. The shower potential will diminish, but it'll pick up once again as we're into tomorrow. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, if you want to call in and chime in. And we're getting some app chat messages. So as we're talking about the correct way to pronounce Kamala Harris's name, we got an app chat message from Ray who says, Tim, it's not racist if you mispronounce Kamala's name. It's no different than mispronouncing Weisberg or Weisberg. And As I said earlier, people mispronounce my name all the time as Weisberg when it's Weisberg. I don't normally correct people because that's not that big of a deal. But Kamala Harris has pointed out that she thinks that it's disrespectful when people mispronounce her name. And it, like I said earlier, it's okay if you do it accidentally because you're not sure the first couple of times. So when you've heard people talking, you've heard people saying it, you've heard me explaining it on the radio, and then you call in and still call her the wrong name, then I'm thinking you're doing it on purpose. And if you're doing it on purpose, what's the reason for doing it? And for some people, it's racist. Because you are calling her this name because you're like, well, she's a black woman, so I'm going to call her the African name. She's not a black woman. She's a person of color, but she's not African-American completely. Her father was from Jamaica, but was African-American. She is of Indian descent as well, and that's where the name comes from. It comes from Hindi. It's a Sanskrit word that means lotus flower. Kamala. So it's not that I think everybody that mispronounces it is racist, but I think there are people who are mispronouncing it intentionally who are being racist. And then we also got a Snapchat message from Anonymous who says, so Maria's last name is not Siesta. Yeah, no, I agree. I don't like when Chris says that, but I can't stop him from doing it the same way I can't stop him from mispronouncing Kamala Harris's name every time. I'm not throwing him under the bus here at all. It's his show. But I came in here and explained it to him, and he's telling me, like, well, that's your explanation of it. I'm like, no, that's her explanation of it. And he's like, I'm going to pronounce it phonetically. I'm like, but that's wrong. If he makes that choice, he makes that choice. I don't think he means anything racist by it. I think he's kind of mocking the situation when he does it. The same way when he calls Maria Giesta Maria Siesta, he's making a comment on her leadership as the Ward 2 counselor. He's not calling her that to insult her as a person. He's calling her to insult her for the job that she's doing. But I don't like mocking people's names. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. And I really appreciate the fact that you're bringing up this topic this morning in regard to the Kamala Harris. I think that hopefully that your cohort in the next studio who follows you will pay close attention to that. I brought that topic up yesterday on his program, and I don't think he made light of it, but he just kept calling her the wrong name. And I do agree with you. It's highly disrespectful, especially of a person of that caliber in society and probably the next leader of the free world. So I applaud you for doing that, and I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for the call. And again, I don't think Chris is trying to be insulting when he does it. I think it's a habit that's hard to break if you've called her that for years. The problem is it was... you can blame Kamala Harris for this, is when she first became vice president or even when she first ran for president, you know, this story surfaced of how to correctly pronounce her name. And, you know, people might have saw it and then forgot about it because she hasn't really given people a lot of reasons to talk about her in the last 4 years, right? People are saying, well, what has she done? She was supposed to be the borders czar, hasn't done anything with that. it's kind of fair. We haven't had her be a focus point of the conversation until it started to look like Joe Biden wasn't going to stick around in the campaign, or people said that he shouldn't stick around in the campaign. Before that, she was invisible to a lot of folks. So this is a chance to reset on that and say, okay, now she's going to be in the news every day. You're going to hear about it. And if you're going to call in and talk about it, this is just the right way to pronounce her name. I'm not saying that any of you are coming at this with bad intentions when you mispronounce her name, but when you continue to do it after we've told you the correct way, well, now I've got to say, well, what are you doing that for? Why are you being a jerk about it? And because that's the way I say it is not a reason. You don't get to make that excuse. Ask anybody whose name is, you know, Andrea, but they say Andrea, or Megan, and they say Megan. Well, that's the way it's spelled phonetically. Okay, well, then you call Lloyd LaLloyd. I know people are going to say, yeah, remember LaLloyd. Yeah, I do. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Not too bad. I think the, remember that a little while back, that thing, Yanni, people all heard things differently and all.
Yep.
Someone would say a word. Well, I think part of that problem is the same with Vice President Harris. And I'm not going to say her name because I'm going to say it wrong by mistake. I think there's the sound of an R in that name where there isn't an R, I think screws up a lot of people. You know, sometimes
see, I don't know. I don't get the R at all. I heard a caller say that yesterday, and I was like, where is the R coming from? I don't understand the R at all.
Funny, even just a second ago when you said her name, I heard the R. And I don't know if it's the same thing as that old Yanni thing or whatever, but I don't know if people hear it differently or what it is, but I think the majority of people don't have any disrespect when they mispronounce it. It's just, I think people hear something differently. I don't know.
And that Yanni thing, if I remember right, it was either Yanni or Laurel, right? It was like a really big difference.
It was totally different. And people would look at each other like, how can you hear that? And I don't know if it's a similar thing or not. You know, like I said, I see myself mispronouncing it often because I see and I hear an R, but I don't see the R. And
well, there's also
one of those names that.
There's also a little bit of a deeper dive into it. So the people who call up and refer to her as Kamala Harris are usually people who are calling up to bash her and to be against her. The people who call in and call her Kamala Harris are usually people that are calling in support of her. So there's something more than just not hearing it correctly.
Yeah, because people screw up my last name all the time, and they do it in a point where it's like, how can you get that out of this? You know what I mean? It's totally different what they come up with, you know.
You should hear all the different pronunciations I get for Tim. It's crazy.
But fortunately, I think most of the people have no disrespect in their heart when they're saying it. They're just either hearing something different or they've spread it, you know.
And agreed. It's the people who, when you tell them it and correct them and tell them it and correct them, that still continue to do it. And it doesn't just apply to Kamala Harris's name. It's anything. No matter when you tell them, oh, it's not that, it's this. It's like when somebody will say, well, I seen that the other day. Oh, you saw that the other day. The way I said it is right. All right. You have a good day.
I hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. We got another call here that we can take before we go to the break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay. As far as what's the vice president done, I want to know historically any vice president that may ever really did anything or created any headlines other than the late Republican Agnew, who got indicted for taking bribes while he was in the White House. So, I mean, to say that the vice president is supposed to just be there in case.
I don't agree with that. The vice presidents usually have tasks that they're assigned and roles that they're assigned to do. For example, Donald Trump assigned Mike Pence to the pandemic response. And, you know, you can say whatever you want about how they responded to it. But when they talked about it, you know, Vice President Pence was in the news all the time as the person who was handling that. So vice presidents have had jobs to do. But, you know, I think the last big headline about a vice president that I can remember might have been, you know, Dan Quayle misspelling potato.
Yeah, right. And in his defense, the card the kid held up to him was misspelled anyway. So, I mean, I'm a Democrat, but Quayle got a bad rap on that. That he shouldn't have gotten. That was a ridiculous situation.
I didn't agree with Dan Quayle on a lot of things, like when he attacked Murphy Brown and all that stuff. But I'll say this: he handled that pretty affably, from what I can remember. So
yes, and Kennedy and him worked well on. There were a couple of things they worked on together. Dan Quayle was no fool. I'm not a Republican, but he was no fool, and he got a bad rap on that.
Sure,
but historically, vice presidents don't make headlines. You know, so to say, what has she been doing? You know, the other thing I have to say, when Trump got in, he had the House on his side, and the Senate was either on his side or was tied. So he had 4 years to solve the border, and now he wants another 4 years.
Well, 2 years of where he had control in Congress, because then in 2018, it didn't really go their way.
Well, but no, he always had the House of Representatives, I believe. He may have lost the Senate, but he always had the House of Representatives, I believe.
You could say the same thing, though, that Joe Biden had 4 years and wasn't able to do anything about the border, too.
Yeah. Well, because there's not much you can do about it, unfortunately. I don't think there's much you can do about it, you know?
Well, anyway, definitely.
That's my 2 cents. The other thing is, I was interested that you said when there's two S's, it's soft pronunciation, and when it's one S, it's like a Z. So your W-E-I-S, your Weisberg.
Yes.
Not Weisberg. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that two S's mean this and one S means that.
So okay. Have a good day. There are some people whose last name may be Weiss, and it's W-E-I-S, but it's very few and far between. The way it was explained to me by my grandfather is that we're Weisberg because it's one S, and that two S's would be Weisberg. So, but like I said, that's such a minute difference that I don't really get involved in it with people. It's such a small difference, and really you can't hear it. I try to, you know, like with all the imaging for the radio station, I want to make sure that that's right. When people are introducing me at something, and if they say Weisberg, I don't come on and be like, actually, it's Weisberg, you know, but just kind of, and there's people who work here that have worked with me for years who still say Weisberg, you know, but that's, like I said, a small minute difference. That's a big difference between going between Kamala and Kamala or Kamala or Carmella. So, again, if you want to see that video where it explains the pronunciation, you can check it out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Right now, I've got to take my next break. We'll be back in a few moments. I was talking about the Will Smith movie Wild West when I was talking about the steampunk night at Edaville, which is happening on Saturday. Steam and steampunk, if you want to go and check that out, you can get more details at Edaville.com. But the Will Smith Wild Wild West song is not nearly as good of a song as Escape Club's Wild Wild West, so I played that one instead. Also, speaking of music, we are still giving away tickets to see the Doobie Brothers this week. You can still enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And then on Friday, now I'm not going to be here, but I've set it all up to go live. After the show on Friday, we'll have two concerts next week that we're giving away tickets to. They're both on the same night, both on Saturday, August 10th. One is at TD Garden, Missy Elliott, Busta Rhymes, Ciara, and Timbaland all together. And then the other concert, which is also the same night, Saturday, August 10th, at Xfinity Center in Mansfield, New Kids on the Block, Paula Abdul, DJ Jazzy Jeff. So both those contests go live on Friday, and you'll be able to enter to win tickets to those. All of our ticket giveaways this summer are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy and where you have all kinds of opportunities for tastings, and the Rackhouse Club. If you're a bourbon and whiskey and rye fan like I am, you can join the Rackhouse Club and get some exclusive deals and all kinds of great stuff. You can find out more about it by following Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Instagram and Facebook. That's how you can find out about all their great pop-up events as well. Got to take one final break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Don't let your lip read. I miss the days when Will Smith would make a new track for every movie that he made. Back when he made summer blockbuster movies, he kind of ruined his career, but that's all right. Well, that'll do it for me for this week. So I hope that you guys will enjoy hearing Brian and Paul Santos in the morning.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.